Morning, sir. It's us speaking.
Hello, this is Asia returning your call back from customer service.
Yes, how are you doing? I have a fraudulent charge on my credit card.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
07481.
07481. And could I possibly have your first and last name?
Alfredo DiMaggio.
All right, and for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
27 Wyckoff Avenue, Wyckoff, New Jersey.
All right, give me just a moment while I actually look over your account.
Okay.
Okay, I do see where you purchased our wireless mini pods, our smart health watch with our warranty on the 19th of January, and you said it was a fraudulent charge on your account?
Yes, because I called up and I told them I don't want the watch and the warranty, and they gave me credit. They took it off. So I just got the AirPods, and now I got $59.95 for what? I didn't get any warranty.
The reason why you are actually charged at $59.95 is because of those wireless mini pods. Now, on the 19th of January, once you signed up for our product, in our terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, they do state that you get 14 days to try our product. If you don't call us back within those 14 days, then on day 15, you'll actually be charged the full amount, which is a one-time charge of $59.95.
I never saw that. They said that they was just the shipping charge for the $6.95. That's it. I gotta dispute it.
Yes, sir. And I do want to let you know what they will do. You are correct. At the day of purchase, it's only that amount for that product. But after your 14 days and on day 15, we'll actually charge you. And once your bank actually disputes the charges, what they will do, they will give you your money back. But they will do an investigation and also look at our terms and conditions. And your bank cannot override our terms and conditions, so then that's when they'll do a chargeback on your account. Now, what I could possibly do for you as a courtesy today is provide you with a 35% refund off of that $59.95.
What kind of refund are you talking about? What did you say?
A 35% refund off of that $59.95, and I'll tell you how much that is. Give me one moment. Okay, that means that I'll refund you $20.98 because, as I stated, your bank cannot override our terms and conditions, and then after they do a chargeback on your account, we can't give you any type of refund.
I'm going to call my credit card and dispute it. This is really a
ripoff. Okay, well, I do want to let you know that they will do a chargeback. You can actually call them after this call and ask them how a dispute works. But what I'll do for you is actually speak to my supervisor to see what type of refund we can possibly do for you.
All right, speak to your supervisor before I call my credit card.
All right, well, after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a 50% refund out of that $59.95, being that these charges are valid.
What did you say? You got to refund me? What did you say?
Okay, I was stating that my supervisor agreed to a 50% actual refund, being that these charges are valid. And I have went to our website to make sure our terms and conditions are there. So that means that I actually refund you $29.97.
No, I got to call my credit card and dispute it.
All right. Well, like I said before, your credit card company cannot override our terms and conditions. So after they do a chargeback on your account, we can't give you any type of refund.
I'm going to call my credit
card. But what
card.
I can possibly do for you today is provide you with a full refund of that $59, because I'm not supposed to give out a full refund to you. But I do understand that sometimes we do not read our terms and conditions. So would you like the full refund of that $59?
Yes, $59.95.
Okay, and also, I really would advise you to contact your bank about how a dispute works. So give me one moment. Give me 1 second while I actually get that refund processed.
All right, thank you.
All right, I do want to let you know that our refunds do take 3 to 5 business days, but you will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Give me just a moment.
Did you say you got to email me?
Yes, it will. It'll email you a refund confirmation email. Give me 1 second while I actually get that refund finished processing.
All right, thank you.
All right, I do have that refund process. Now I do have to notate your account.
Do you have my email?
Yes, sir, we do. All right, so I do have your account notated. If you have any more questions, please be sure to give us that call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great one.
So you got to email me a confirmation?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. You may receive it in the next 30 minutes. It just depends on how fast the computer processes it.
All right. Thank you. Your name, please?
My name is Asia, A-S-I-A. If you have any more questions, please give us that call back. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great one.
You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.